This is an audio version of the article, What is SAP? A Plain English Guide for Beginners and Experts, by Rakesh Narayan. Available at rakeshnarayan.com. What is SAP? A Plain English Guide, for the curious beginner and the busy expert. If you work at a large company, you have heard SAP mentioned in a meeting. Someone from HR told you to log your leave in SAP. Finance said an invoice is stuck in SAP. IT announced a big SAP migration for next year. Everyone nods. No one asks what it actually means. Let's fix that. The one-line answer: SAP is software that helps large organizations run their entire business from one place. Finance, HR, procurement, manufacturing, sales, logistics. All connected. All sharing the same data. In real time. Without something like SAP, a 10,000-person company might run 15 different systems that don't talk to each other, spreadsheets flying around, data mismatched, decisions made on yesterday's numbers. SAP replaces that chaos with one integrated platform. Following image, SAP integration diagram showing fragmented departments unified through a central SAP platform. A little history. The following table shows attributes and details. Following image, SAP history timeline from 1972 to 2027, showing key product milestones. What does SAP actually do? The clearest way to understand SAP is to follow a single business transaction. Follow the order. A customer orders 100 units of a product. Here is what SAP does behind the scenes. The following table shows hash, module, full name, and what happens. The key point: every step updates the same database. Finance sees the order the moment it is placed. The warehouse sees the delivery requirement without anyone sending an email. Nothing falls through the cracks. Following image: SAP order to cash process flow, showing modules SD, MM, PP, FI, CO, LE and billing. SAP is not just one product. When someone says, we use SAP, they could mean several different things. Here is what matters. SAP ECC, the classic system. The on-premise SAP that most large companies have run for 20 plus years. Robust. Battle-tested. Still powering thousands of organizations worldwide. The catch: SAP mainstream maintenance ends in 2027. Companies are under real pressure to migrate. SAP S/4HANA, the new generation. Built on SAP's in-memory HANA database. Faster. Cleaner data model. Modern FOH3 interface. Real-time analytics baked in. This is where every SAP customer is, or should be heading. ECC versus S/4HANA in plain English: ECC is a reliable old car that still works. S/4HANA is the electric version, same destination. Smoother ride. Built for what's ahead. SAP BTP, the connecting layer. SAP BTP, business technology platform. The cloud platform where you build integrations. Extend SAP functionality. And plug in AI. Think of BTP as the bridge between SAP and everything else, other SAP products. Third-party apps. Your own custom tools. The cloud applications. The following table shows product and what it does. Following image, SAP product ecosystem map, showing S/4HANA at the core surrounded by BTP. Success factors: Ariba, Concur, and Fieldglass. On-premise, cloud, or hybrid. This question comes up in every SAP conversation. Here is how to think about it. The following table shows deployment. Who manages it? and best for. The industry is clearly moving to cloud. SAP's own product roadmap reflects this. Most new features land in S4 HANA Cloud first. Following image, SAP deployment models comparison on-premise. Public cloud, private cloud and hybrid. Who uses SAP? SAP is almost exclusively for medium to large organizations. It is powerful, but expensive to implement and run. You will find it in manufacturing and automotive, BMW, Siemens, Bosch, consumer goods and retail, Nestle, Unilever, IKEA, banking and financial services, pharma and healthcare, oil, gas and energy, government and public sector, utilities and telecoms. Smaller companies typically use lighter alternatives, Microsoft Dynamics, Oracle NetSuite, or industry-specific tools. Why is SAP so complicated? Two words: flexibility and integration. SAP can be configured to match almost any business process in almost any industry. That is incredibly powerful. But it also means every SAP system is different. Thousands of configuration choices, years of customizations, business rules built in over decades. And because everything is connected, a change in one place ripples everywhere. An incorrect goods receipt in MM affects inventory, which affects production planning, which flows into the financial statements. Simple analogy, SAP is like the plumbing of a building. When it works, nobody notices it. When something goes wrong, it affects every flow. This is why SAP consultants exist. And why SAP projects tend to be large, long, and expensive. Quick reference, key terms. The following table shows term and what it actually means. What is going live? You will hear this phrase constantly in SAP projects. Going live is when a company switches from their old system or from SAP ECC to their new SAP environment. It is the moment all those months of project work become real. Data is migrated. Users log in for the first time. Transactions start flowing through the new system. Done well? It feels anticlimactic. That is the goal. From a consultant's desk, 15 years in. What I find most interesting about SAP is not the technology. It is what implementing SAP forces a company to confront about itself. You cannot say, that is just how we have always done it. SAP demands that you define your processes clearly. Standardize where you can. Make explicit decisions about how your business actually works. Every SAP project is really two projects running in parallel, a technology project and an organizational one. The technology is the easier part. Done well. It transforms how a company operates. Done poorly. It is expensive and painful. The difference usually comes down to how seriously leadership takes the organizational side. The 60-second summary. SAP is enterprise software that connects all business functions into one system. Founded in Germany in 1972, now used by 400,000 plus organizations worldwide. The classic system ECC is being replaced by the modern one, S4 HANA. BTP is the cloud platform that connects and extends SAP. It is complex because it is flexible and deeply integrated, not poorly designed. Every SAP implementation is unique. And each one changes the company as much as the technology. Related posts on this site. What is ERP? The broader ERP context. What enterprise resource planning is. And how SAP fits into it. Less than BR greater than SAP S4. HANA. What it is and how it works. What changed from EC Century. How HANA and the Universal Journal work. And the deployment options. Less than BR greater than SAP BTP. The platform explained, the integration and extension platform, why every SAP customer needs to understand it. Less than BR greater than SAP basis explained, the technical layer under every SAP system, the technical foundation every SAP system. On-premise or cloud, actually runs on. Less than BR greater than SAP modules explained FI, CO, MM, SD and the rest. What SAP actually does day to day. The functional modules behind finance, procurement and sales. This is part of an ongoing series on SAP fundamentals. Next up, SAP BTP, the platform explained what it is, why it matters, and why every SAP customer needs to understand it.